A burglar broke into a home at night, and he was searching for what he would steal. While he's searching, he hears a small voice behind him, "Jesus is watching." He thought he heard it, but he continued to look through the things, and about a minute later, he heard again, "Jesus is watching." He turned around, put his flashlight on a parrot in a cage. He asked, "Who are you?" The parrot said, "My name is Moses." The burglar said, "Come on. Who in the world would name a parrot Moses?" And the parrot said, "The same person who named the pit bull behind you, Jesus." We started the short version of the gospel today with Jesus watching. It's a very unusual verse. He's sitting down doing people watching. The last good session I had of people watching was at a NASCAR race. Sturgis is kind of cookie cutter. At NASCAR, you have no idea what you're going to see. But more than that, he's observing how people are using their money. Because how people use their money tells us really about what is inside that person. So he watches before him the widow's mite. He calls his disciples together and says, "Look at this. Look at her. She put in more than all the rest. Everybody else put in from their surplus. She put in everything she had." Now, it's always important to look at where stories fall in the gospel. This story happens during Holy Week. 2 days after this story, Jesus will be crucified. So he's witnessing this woman opening her hand and giving everything she has. The two coins are described in Greek as lepta. That's the smallest Jewish currency available. She's opening, giving everything, and then soon Jesus will open his hands and give everything. The woman gave totally, like our Lord did. It's a reminder that following Jesus is about letting go. I'm not just talking about wealth, letting go of the past, the hurts. Sometimes we need to let go of those successes to stay humble. That's why Jesus said, if you want to save your life, you will lose it. But if you lose it, you will find it. So in the context of Holy Week, the widow's mite makes the sense it should. And we're talking about her all of these centuries later, not because of the money she gave. We're talking about her after all these centuries because of her heart. The heart in which she gave. A heart of trust. Complete trust. I don't know, do we have complete trust all the time? She gave generously. She was humble. and she gave in gratitude. Trust, generosity, humility, gratitude. So I kind of wrote some notes for this homily yesterday afternoon, and then I went down to my mailbox. It's always so fun to get mail in my new house. And I have one solitary letter addressed to Tracy. It's addressed to Mr. Patrick Schumacher, but that'll work. It's our State of the Parish report, which I wanted to hit as we talked about the widow's mite. It's in your homes today, or it will be tomorrow. And in this report, I talk about how impressed I am with how we live the life of Christ. Because of the heart you have, Corpus Christi is strong. It grows and it thrives. I briefly talked about its time in my article, because that was the theme of our parish mission a while ago. It's time to do a lot of things renewed in what's happened in the last 2 years. One of them is to get back to worship. I visited a woman in the hospital some time ago, a few days ago, and she had just watched a mass online here at Corpus Christi. The report says here that we have 13 volunteers that work our telestrator. By the way, Corpus Christi was built for the pandemic. We had the best telestrator in the state, just kind of waiting around, wondering when it would be used every day, the way we do now. I've had people tell me to discontinue it. You gotta discontinue it so that people come back to Mass. No. We have people that are watching this Mass right now in a hospital bed. We have people watching Mass right now in a care center. We have people watching this right now at home. I hope if we learned one thing in the last 2 years, if you're sick, stay at home. But our report says that we have 6,745 souls at Corpus Christi. And I want you to remember, if you're not back entirely, just remember how COVID has taken and attacked a lot of bodies. It's attacked many of our bodies. Many of us here were sick, and it's taken a lot of bodies. At 2:00 this afternoon, we'll have a remembrance mass, many of them dying of COVID. But we can't let COVID take our soul. We can't let COVID attack our soul, take our faith. Don't let it take your worship. Don't look back 5, 10 years from now and say, yeah, I never got back. The heart of the poor widow continues to inspire us all. She was alone, she was a widow. She had nothing really and gave a lot, but she still needed to go to the temple to give thanks. She continues to be our model, people of Corpus Christi, because Jesus is watching us and Jesus is inspiring us. In 2017, I was walking my Dalmatian and I was attacked by a pit bull. After we sewed up Caesar, dusted off my knees, we got out lucky. I hope the burglar did too, by the way, that we began with. We have a lot to be thankful for, and I'm grateful to be your pastor. Amen. Let's stand and profess now what